AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is day two of trade talks in Washington between the U.S. and Mexico. The AP Sagar Magani reports there is a deadline set by President Trump for a tariff on Mexico to take effect.
The president's demanding Mexico take strong action to stem illegal immigrants flowing toward the U.S. He says negotiators have made progress, but not nearly enough to avoid the tariffs starting Monday.
The tariffs go on, and I mean it, too.
Vice President Pence says he told Mexican negotiators yesterday it's not a bluff.
We made clear to them that President Trump is going to continue to stand firm.
Mexico's top diplomat continues meeting officials here, though it's unclear what kind of deal they might reach with the president overseas. There's little support outside the White House for the tariffs, with even GOP lawmakers saying they'd amount to a tax on Americans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The mayor of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, says one person has died after being rescued from a car in a flooded area. There are also reports of possible tornado damage in the Baton Rouge area. At Omaha Beach in France.
Those who fought here won a future for our nation.
President Trump talked about the soldiers who stormed the beach on D-Day in 1944.
They won the survival of our civilization. And they showed us the way to love, cherish, and defend our way of life for many centuries to come.
French President Macron told American D-Day veterans France doesn't forget their sacrifices for his country's liberty. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill apologized today for the 1969 police raid at a gay bar, the Stonewall Inn, which catalyzed the modern LGBT rights movement. Russian President Vladimir Putin again strongly denied his government meddled in the 2016 presidential election and insisted Moscow has no intention of interfering again. This is AP Radio News. The government is taking steps to try to stop annoying robocalls.
Are you tired of being interrupted by this?
Your social security number has been suspected for fraudulent activities.
Well, there's some good news as federal regulators are giving phone companies the right to block unwanted calls without getting customers' permission. The vote by the FCC could make call blocking widespread and help consumers dodge annoying robocalls. But don't get too excited. There are already concerns that scammers will figure out how to bypass the new rules.
So once you get this message, kindly call us back as soon as possible.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
From robocalls, we transition to robot baristas. At a Dal.com coffee shop in Seoul, South Korea, a robot barista takes orders remotely through a mobile app or kiosk cashier and then brews fresh coffee. The robot can handle up to 14 drinks at a time. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.